This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's kind of early in the year, but my boy, my baby boy, started high school today. Yay! Woo-hoo! One out the door, the other one remaining. School kind of started early. It's what, August 11th, is it? August 11th, it's early. It's early. But at least we got his tushy off to school. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right, high school, very, 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 very exciting. I thought he would be more nervous, you know? I was scared to death to start high school. Freshman! Freshman! You are such a freshman! Freshman! I was so afraid of being called freshman. So afraid. Well, apparently, they kind of did it smart this high school where a couple days earlier, last week, they kind of had an orientation. So the freshman kids got to go to the school and start figuring out where their classrooms were before the sophomores, juniors, and seniors come to school today. This way, you don't seem to be bumbling around looking like an idiot like we all did, being a freshman, and then getting made fun of by the seniors. All right, it's a way for freshmen to kind of hide and blend in and not look like freshmen when the big kids come. It is so frightening. If you thought being in kindergarten was frightening, walking near a fifth grader, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet till you see high school. Now, from what I understand, the kids are supposed to be generally good. You know, my kid's going to a Catholic school, so Catholics are usually nice, you know, because there's all sorts of God-like images and Mother Mary and Christ around the school. So it kind of reminds you that somebody's always watching. So I'm pretty happy about that. Okay, you know, make sure these kids leave my babies alone, you know, so my babies can go to school. The other one's in sixth grade, going into sixth grade, thank God. So I don't have to worry about two kids in high school. But the thing I was a little nervous about is when they were doing orientation a couple days ago, they were passing around these little things, I guess, that made you look like a dweeb. I really don't understand that. So my son was running around. I dig the sombrero. I think a sombrero is great. Okay, but a full-size sombrero, not a sombrero built for a kitty cat. So he was walking around with some sombrero, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, if these kids at school don't make fun of you, I will. So I don't understand why the kids are doing some dorky things, but nonetheless, that's fine. Now, you know, what do you tell your brand new high schooler who's about to go to high school and about to be made fun of as the freshman? Okay, well, first, just like you would in nature, there's strength in packs. Okay, he needs to find, first and foremost, other maximum zoom dweebs to hang out with. Well, maximum zoom dweeb is the term we use in the 80s. They don't use maximum zoom dweeb this time around, so I don't know what they use. But he needs to find, and he's not a dweeb. I mean, I think he could be a jock, but, you know, when you're a freshman, you all look like dorks, you know, in the beginning until the seniors kind of figure out, okay, you know, who was stratified in their class, and then usually the popular kids get to be popular no matter what. But first, you got to find, you know, your pack mates. So he needs to find the other freshmen, and they need to huddle close, because if they walk down and bumble and fumble around the hallway in one big pack, less are going to get iced or kicked or whatever they do now to kids. So that's one start. Number two, you need to find a real cool sophomore or junior as camouflage. If the front of your dweeb pack has a sophomore, remember when we used to be worried about getting bullied? And if you were walking alone in the hall that would, you would be, you know, just ripe for the picking. So what you did was walk behind a junior or senior who you knew wouldn't turn around and make fun of you because they were your camouflage. There was your, what's that called? I don't know. It's some sort of military strategy where you, you know, you're their wingman basically, but they don't know you're the wingman, so you kind of use them as cover. That's, I did that a lot, you know, or there'd be some, you know, popular girls walking and they all usually walk in a line, you know, and I would just be walking behind the line and then nobody would give me any crap because it looked like I was walking with the popular girls when I wasn't. I was just walking behind them. Yeah. So you have to do that. So again, this is all the art of nature. I mean, I guess if you ever, if they ever made a Lion King book, I don't know, it would probably tell you to do this. Okay. Thirdly, don't sit there and eat the school lunch. Okay, when you walk into the cafeteria and it's school lunch, if you look like you're standing in line at the cafeteria and you have that, you know, I don't know, pastel tray or funny looking, I don't know, sloppy Joe, people are going to think you're a freshman. All right, a senior or a junior sits down without the food and complains about how crappy the food is. Okay, now mind you, you need to eat, okay, but remember, you cannot look like you're going to eat. So you sit there as a freshman going, oh, this sucks, oh gosh, this blows, I know, man, really sloppy Joe, please, please. Okay, right, and then when nobody's looking, you go and you run and get your sloppy Joe. Okay, and then you eat it in the bathroom and you hide in the girls' bathroom. That's what I used to do, and eat my food. Okay, or you bring a sack lunch, but you bring it in one of those, the weightlifters used to have these coolers. So the weightlifters would sit down, flex their muscles, and eat out of a cooler. And you go, look, dude, I'm in training. Yeah. Yeah, my trainer has me on this diet. I can't be dealing with the dweeb food. And you're like, yeah, dude. And then when you eat, you just kind of look at them and you go, dude. Yeah, right? Yeah. Hey, listen. Okay, PE is tough. When I was in PE in the 1980s, the shorts were so shorts that my white legs were pretty embarrassing, and they never covered the shave line. You know how you shave your legs and you go up a certain amount and you never go up as far as you should have? Okay, so that's really hard. So what you do is you wear some spandex underneath the clothes. You know, kind of some workout black spandex underneath your workout clothes. So you look like, you know what? I hit the gym all the time. I know exactly what I'm doing. Nobody's going to be checking out my white legs. All right? And none of this roll up your gym sock. No socks so your feet stink. So when you undress in the gym, those shoes are so rank that nobody wants to be around you in the gym making fun of you for being naked. And that's how you get through first day high school. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I have a cat that looks like it's chewed up the wire to my headphones. I'm looking at the wires of my headphones. This is a, yeah, I let the cats in the studio. Well, because I can't let the dogs. You can't let the dogs into your studio. They knock over everything. I got a big 150-pound lab whose butt and tail, I mean, knock over everything. So I let the cats come into the studio sometimes when I go to the studio. And I guess I'm looking at the wires. There's a red wire, an orange wire, a blue wire, and four white wires. Now, if I cut the red wire, what would happen? The red wire really stands out. I don't understand. If there's any electricians out there, what is the purpose of the red wire? And does the red wire always mean the same thing? It should. Okay, you would think electricians have a code. Although, if you're a colorblind electrician, that could be difficult. But still, the red, colorblind people can still determine brightness of certain levels of color or gray, etc. Yeah, like what was that on Hangover 3, right? I got gray, dark gray, light gray. Anyway, I look at the red wire and the orange wire, and my guess is that red wire means something significant, like you see with, you know, bombs and stuff. But I don't know what to do, but that red wire is like, it's like it wants to get cut. It's like it's going, cut the red wire. I don't understand why you just don't need one wire. I understand how maybe you need multiple wires, right? Because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. Just like with your body and nerves. Hopefully you have multiple nerves that do the same thing. But if that wrong nerve is cut, you're screwed. Right? Same thing with blood vessels. Blood vessels in the body. You have compensatory vessels. You have neovascularization sometimes of the retina, where other blood vessels will come into play if some of your blood vessels burst from your diabetes. Never good enough is that first one. You will notice once you muck up that first wire, it's like everything goes downhill. None of those collateral ports or wires or conduits really seem to do the trick. The problem is I do not have probably much life on this. Well, the sheath is gone. So the sheath of my headphones, kind of like what you would see with multiple sclerosis, the myelin sheath starts to kind of disintegrate and become damaged, and so it doesn't keep the nerves all nice and bundled. So now I have exposed on my headphones. I have right now. I know I need a raise. If I could get a raise, I could get some fancier equipment. But I have exposed wires on my headphones, just like in a multiple sclerosis patient, kind of exposed nerves. Very, very interesting. So what's the point of this? Medicine is like electricity, right? So, you know, I could kind of hang with the electricians, who are pretty cool. Now, I was talking about pets in the beginning, right? My pets causing this, chewing on, I don't know why. You know why? Because it's rubbery. Cats like to chew on rubbery things. Yeah, exactly. You know, which is why you always need to, no, you know what I'm going to say. Let's move on. But some people have pet lizards. And there's a woman here who miraculously brought her pet lizard back to life by performing CPR on it. She lives in Oregon. Her name is Cherie Dolezal, 62 years old, returned to her home in Salem, Oregon. I know, there is a Salem, Oregon. And she found her pet, Del Sol of the Sun, which is a bearded dragon. Apparently, he has a pool. And she didn't put rocks in this pool to let him climb out. I think she forgot. I don't know what the heck she did. So, unfortunately, when she came home, she found him floating face up and unconscious in his pool. Some of you ask why some people, when they drown, they're face up and others are face down. It really all depends on the air. I don't really think there's much art to it. You know, it's interesting. When you snorkel or scuba dive, you always want to float to the surface. Your air adds to your buoyancy. So you're going to float up, and the more fat you have, the more buoyant you are. So I mean, man, they really got to weight me to scuba dive, right? Because me and my big butt, it really knows how to, you know, float to the surface. But anyway, it all depends on the air. And I think lizards have extra lungs. I'm not sure. I have to look that up. Okay, so anyway, this woman, the woman found her lizard, didn't know what to do, and from what we understand, she performed CPR for probably a good 30 minutes. She didn't know how many chest compressions to do, so she just did as many chest compressions as she could, and then she, blew the air into the mouth. You know, you provide a good suction over the nose and mouth of your Komodo dragon. I don't know. I don't think I would, honestly, I don't really see myself putting my mouth on any lizard. I mean, I know my reputation definitely, you know, precedes me. I understand that I do have a reputation, but no, I would not put my mouth on anything like that. Now, mind you, I wouldn't have the lizard as a pet. Now, trust me, I love pets. I love my cats and dogs, and we're going to be talking about in a minute how to perform CPR on your cats and dogs. I love cats and dogs, but I just lost the website on that, so I want to pull it up. But not lizards or goldfish. Now, mind you, if any of you do love your goldfish that much and would perform CPR, you probably could effectively resuscitate them. You know, humans have lungs and they need to breathe, and so do most living objects. So the way you would perform CPR on a human is very similar to what you would perform on your pet. I'm not sure how you would do it with a turtle, because your pet turtle, you know, the head could hide underneath the shell. My kids had a pet scorpion, and it was black. It was this big black, it was probably 6 to 8 inches long and about 5 inches wide. It was a black, we called him Scorpy. It was the stupidest pet I've ever seen. I don't understand why the kids, I don't even know. If that sucker got loose, I'd freak out. It was the big, ugliest, scariest, shiniest, insidious looking thing. I would not perform CPR on that. So, okay, cats and dogs. Well, remember with humans. Remember we used to do the 30 to 2, the 30 compressions to breaths, and they decided to change the way we did CPR on humans because too many people were freaking out about putting their mouths on other people, and they were worried about getting infectious disease. And now with Ebola, I'm sure no one's going to put their mouth on anybody. And so you know, the American Heart Association had to say, look, okay, what you're going to do then is just do compressions. Okay, just then compress, and just keep compressing to get that blood flow going, because you have enough oxygen in the blood to still sustain the body longer than you think. You just got to get that blood flowing, because remember, when the blood is in the tissues, the oxygen seeps out. Okay, that's why arterial blood is bright red, venous blood is more purplish, because you're losing a lot of the oxygen in the hemoglobin that's taking it. However, if you circulate the blood, all right, and there's a lot of arterial blood still sitting there when somebody's unconscious, you could then bring that circulated blood to the tissues, which is why it's so important to do the chest compressions. And mind you, if you're getting circulation, you can hopefully institute the breathing reflex. Now, me being a family doctor, I'm going to be also doing the rescue breath. I don't care. All right, I'll do the rescue breath. If I need any sort of tuberculosis prophylaxis or any sort of prophylaxis, I'll deal with it later. But I'm pretty confident enough that I'll do the breaths. But for those of you that don't know what you're doing when it comes to a human, just keep doing those compressions. We talked about finding the nipples, okay? Or if a woman is kind of a little saggy, where the nipples would be, okay? Maybe about the, I don't know, fifth intercostal space, if you know how to count the ribs. But anyway, what you do is you find the nipples and you go to the mid-nipple line. That's where you put the heel of your hand, not the heel of your foot, the heel of your hand, right? And then you clasp the other hand with the first hand, and you do compressions about an inch, inch and a half deep, and you do it to the beat of Staying Alive. Bup, bup. But, or no, another one, but just bump, 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 bump. I mean, it's pretty fast, okay? And you do that. I would do rescue breaths in between. After 30 compressions, 2 rescue breaths. But everybody else, if they want, just do the compressions. After, of course, you call 911. We've reviewed CPR before. What about cats and dogs? Okay, so first, with cats and dogs, okay, be very, very careful because you don't want them to bite you. Alright, so if you think that the dog or the cat is completely out of it, alright, you want to open the mouth and make sure the air passage is clear. Alright, if there's an object, oh crap, okay, it's break. Hold on. Okay, we'll talk about pet CPR in a second. Boy, Break him on fast. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right. right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, great. We were just quickly reviewing how to do CPR on an animal. Unlike a human, the animal may, as they wake up, start to bite you. And you need to be extremely careful when you do CPR on an animal, even though you do CPR on an animal very similarly to a human. So whenever you do your ABCs, whether it's a human or an animal, it's still the same ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation. You check the airway to make sure nothing is obstructing, right? Airway, breathing, circulation. Well, then you make sure they're breathing, and then you check their pulse. That's why it's called the ABCs. That would be the initial survey of any patient. And with animals, there could be an obstruction. These animals will chew on a toy, or they'll, I don't know, start chewing on my radio equipment like I'm having right now, and I really love these headphones. They're kind of all bedazzled, and now I got to decorate a whole new pair of headphones. I'm really upset about this. I'm really ticked off. But they get something in the mouth. So you want to remove what's obstructing them. You need to be very, very careful. Okay, my animals, my dogs, and my cats have very big teeth. Okay, there are ways to kind of do the Heimlich on your Heimlich. Okay, there are ways to do the Heimlich on your animals, but if they are unconscious, it's a lot easier to try to remove the object if you can. All right, if not, and they're gagging or whatever, you got to be very, very careful. Some of them will allow you to do what they have, but other times they have a reflex, and you have to be careful about getting bitten when you do this. Now, let's say the dog or the cat are unconscious. Okay, how do you give the respirations? Well, for the big dogs, according to the Department of Washington, I guess it's Department of Health, depts.washington.edu, they say for large dogs, you close the animal's jaw tightly, that's what I would do, and breathe into the nose. Okay, the animal's chest should rise and you give two breaths. So that snotty, drippy, wet nose that he licked after sticking his nose in the kitty cat's potty box, that's what you got to put your mouth on. But remember, we love our dogs. I do it. I mean, it's my dog, for crying out loud. All right, you know? I've eaten at enough fast food places where, trust me, my dog's mouth and nose is probably cleaner. But you close the jaw tight when you breathe into the nose. Again, you don't want him to open up and bite you or something. And there's no way for you to put your mouth on top of the dog's open mouth. If you got a big dog, there's no way you're going to be able to do it. But the little baby nose with the little baby nostrils, so cute, put your mouth on that. Okay. For small dogs and cats, you may be able to cover the whole nose and mouth with your mouth as you breathe. All right? So if you don't want to, now my cats, oh, Lord have mercy. Whew, no way. I am going to close that mouth tight. I'm going to probably find some sort of, I don't know, twine to seal it shut. And then, because my cats like to bite. Of course, it's because they don't like to be tickled. All right, but anyway, usually with the little baby kitty, the little baby, you can put your mouth on top of their whole nose and mouth and blow into it. Okay, again, the animal's chest should rise, give two breaths. But remember, you have to be doing the chest compression, just like with humans, you got to get the blood flow and the oxygenated blood to the parts. Okay, so for large dogs, they say position the dog on its back and compress the chest just like you do humans. Okay? My dog, the big one, he always likes to lie on his back showing everybody his junk. The problem is he does a lot of pee-pee. So what I would do is have one of your kids hold an umbrella and have the umbrella shield you from any pee-pee, because this dog can spray like you. And again, you don't want to be interrupted. And again, you don't want to mess up your hair. It's really hard to get dog urine out of the hair. I've been there. Now, for small dogs and cats, as well as large dogs with funnel chests, you may need to lie the animal on its side and compress the side of the rib cage. I don't know, spoon it? I'm not sure. Just cuddle up next to it. Right? And then you have to compress the side of the rib cage. Alternatively, you can position the animal on its back and press on both sides of the rib cage. What are the chest compressions? That's if you can't get to the heart or you can't find the sternum. Dogs over 60 pounds, you would do 60 compressions a minute. Animals 11 to 60 pounds, 80 to 100 compressions a minute. So that's a staying alive song. Staying alive, staying alive. That one, okay? And then animals 10 pounds or less, 120 compressions per minute. So you're doing you know, that kind of thing. All right, and then the breaths to circulation, the breaths to the compressions, old American Heart Association guidelines was Red Cross. Was 30 to 2, 30 compressions to 2 breaths. Now with humans, we're just compressing. So, but 30 to 2. I would still try to give the breath to the puppy dog because, I mean, you know, that I don't know. You know, that's just me. That's just what I do. But if you're really afraid to put your mouth or your face that closely to an animal that could be coming out of it, freaking out, and accidentally biting you, I get you. I get you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Let's talk about, oh, there's so much to talk about. Okay, here we go. Aspirin therapy. Many of you have been asking me, when do you take aspirin therapy and when don't you? All right, there's been studies talking about how aspirin can prevent cancer. We've talked about that for a while. But the number one reason we doctors recommend taking aspirin therapy is to protect against heart disease and stroke. We talked about why. It's antithrombogenic. It prevents clot formation. So it prevents clot formation if you get the heart attack or you get a shearing of the intima lining of your coronary artery during a heart attack. Then you get this big clot. The big clot can then travel or it could stay there and stop blood flow. Aspirins are supposed to help that. However, they're finding a lot of doctors aren't prescribing the aspirin in the first place. Apparently, researchers through the U.S. Researchers at the University of Rochester said they looked at 3,500 middle-aged Americans who did not have heart disease but qualified for aspirin therapy based on their scores for heart disease risk factors like diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, and the use of cholesterol-lowering drugs. Remember we talked about cardiac risk factors, if there's a family history of heart disease, if you've had heart disease, male over 40, female over 50, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, smoker. They say 34% of men and 42% of women said their doctors or other healthcare providers had never told them to take a low-dose aspirin each day to prevent heart attack, stroke, or cancer. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because every now and then an article comes out saying don't be putting everybody on aspirin. Some of them will get a GI bleed. And so many of us doctors, yeah, we know your cardiac risk factors, but we have no idea if you're going to have a GI bleed. Now, the average, shall we say, syndrome X type of patient with the truncal obesity, kind of pear-shaped, overweight, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, many times they have some sort of gout or arthritis condition. And many of my patients have been downing anti-inflammatories for years now. Motrin, naproxen, ibuprofen, etc. And so, Motrin is ibuprofen, naproxen, Aleve. And so, here I am telling them, okay, go take an aspirin a day. I have no idea if you're going to get a GI bleed. And since doctors are liable for either, you're liable if your patient gets a heart attack, you're liable if your patient gets a GI bleed, many doctors are like, you know what, I'm just going to let your cardiologist handle it. So I get emails a lot, my doctor will not put me on an aspirin. Why not? Well, because they're scared to death you're going to get a GI bleed, where you bleed internally from your GI tract because you were taking aspirin. I like the enteric-coated aspirin, the ECASAs, the ones that have a little protective coating, so it doesn't seem to bother your stomach as much. That seems to protect it as the aspirin goes down, then it gets into your system, gets dissolved. You know, I also recommend you making sure you don't take other sorts of anti-inflammatories or other inflaming-type foods that could cause ulcers, caffeine, spicy food, chocolate, wine, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
are back on the Doc Adalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also have our website at DrDahlia.com where you could email us and ask us any questions. Over the break, we have a mom whose child is already kind of getting anxiety. Their school doesn't start for another couple weeks, but asked if she could give him a little of her Valium. We've talked about Valium and kids, and I, of course, my answer to that is a no, 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 hell no, no. However, I know many of you guys have done it. Many of you guys have given your kids some of your medications. You've given your kids your pain medicines. Hell, I gave one of my kids my birth control once. I mean, you know, listen, here's the thing. All right, what we need to do, there's a few things. Okay, number one is we have the issue of school anxiety, and we'll probably talk more about it as we get closer to everybody else's school year. Just because my kids started school, because this school started early, doesn't mean the rest of your kids. Right now, you guys are still kind of in summer mode, and I don't want to ruin that for you if you're still enjoying summer vacation. I get that. But school anxiety and how to deal with school anxiety, there's a few things you could do, okay, before going to the medication. I'll tell you why I can't stand seeing teenagers or middle school students on Valium. I think that's absolutely ridiculous and an abuse of the medications, okay? Number one is, remember, these kids are going to be dealing with anxiety invoking situations the rest of their lives. Okay, they're going to have deadlines at work. They're going to have car accidents to deal with. They're going to have to give birth one day. They're going to, there's a variety of stressful type situations that unfortunately our kids are going to have to see. We try to shelter them as much as we can, but the more you shelter them, the less of a disservice you do. Some of these kids, as long as they don't get messed up, seeing what, you know, what maybe we all saw when we were younger, hopefully, as a positive, be able to be a little stronger. So them being nervous that they have to go back to school is par for the course. I mean, it's not that they're weak at all. It is. School is very anxiety-provoking, especially with the bullies and all that. I loved school, but I was really nervous about gym. I was really nervous about lunch period if my friends didn't have the same lunch period as I did. I mean, it is. It's pretty nerve-wracking. You're back with the bullies, etc. But remember, that is what school is supposed to do. School is supposed to prepare you for the grown-up world, and the grown-up world can be really cruel sometimes. If you thought you were bullied as a kid in school, just wait till you work in an office setting or a restaurant or a bar. I mean, bullying happens all the time. And school is a way for you to kind of learn how to navigate through that. Teachers, grades, homework assignments. Now, mind you, not all of us learn the same way as other people do. And so, you know, a lot of us may not do well in a classroom setting and we may need more homeschooling, etc. But I strongly urge that if the kid isn't anxious about school, then we teach them how to deal with the anxiety and how to make that project or that event in their life dealable. All right? Because we have to deal with stressful things all the time. All right? So, okay, first of all, why are you anxious? Oh, well, I'm going to get lots of homework. Okay, fine. This is what we're going to do. All right? Take them to Target or Walmart. Kids love to go back to school shopping. The way they have these pencils and colorful markers and things like that, I notice even kids that hate school like walking by that section and, grabbing the, you know, their little kits and their mechanical pencils and all sorts of stuff. So I get very excited by the back-to-school section. I just get, you know, very excited. A girl excited, even though there's not a term for that like boys get. But anyway, I love that kind of stuff. All right, so let them set up their own little desk area, all right? They'll have a little math area, a little English area. Sometimes the idea that they're organizing, all right, can make them feel like they're in control. In school, kids do not feel like they have control between the teachers and the principals and the vice principals and the counselors and the coaches and the bullies and the older kids. They never feel like they're in control. So you want to show them they're in control. okay, that they have a lot of control over the situation. Get them organized, get them that desk area, whether they share a room or their desk area is in the middle of the house, like with us, right? You know, my kid's desk area is basically the dinette table. We'll have it all ready. We'll have it all nice. We'll have it all organized. Next, you need to let them know that you're going to be available. Now, that's something that I haven't been, and I feel really guilty of. I'm so busy at work. By the time I come home, I'm exhausted. The last thing I want to do is conjugate some verbs, all right? But you need to let them know that you are going to be there, and you're going to make it fun. Okay, and let them know that we're going to get the whole family involved. Okay, everybody's going to sit down, you're going to have some yummy eats, and we're going to get this going. Another thing you could also do that'll help some of these kids is talk to their best friend's moms and go, look, why don't we make some study sessions with the kids? All right, if they're all nervous and they're not looking forward to it, kids love play dates. Kids love working together. And then I would say, all right, this is what we're going to do. If the kids are all in the same classes, okay, let's get three of them together or even two of them together. I'll have pizza, right, and, you know, vegetable and salad. Make sure you're getting them good nutrition, all right? And we'll have them do study group at my house. And you could also do that with other parents. You know how you guys carpool with other parents because you don't want to schlep your kid all the time to school? Well, then you could alternate study nights. The kids get to be together. A study group is always a heck of a lot more fun than doing it alone, as long as the kid they're studying with doesn't make them feel stupid and doesn't give them the wrong information. And this way, every other night you get off because the other mom or the other dad is helping with the kids. Let them do their study session, etc., together. Make it fun. Make sure they get their work done. You got to stay on them. You got to sit there and stay on them. Everybody has to do it together like in school, and they'll get the work done and start making it a little bit more fun, a little bit more engaging. Once these kids realize that this is doable, after they get through that first week, it's not going to be that bad. And remember, starting school usually comes with a lot of fun stuff. As they're getting ready for the fall, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, school year is always fun. There's always new shows on TV, the fall lineup. The fall is always a very rejuvenating time of the year. I always did better in the fall than I did in the spring. You would think spring would be the start of the year more rejuvenating. No, by the spring I'm burned out, but by the fall I am ready to go. Also, you could do little incentives for them to get their work done. Nothing monetary, because they should be doing it anyway, but games or toys or video games or things like that, those things they get to play with once they achieve their goals. Make sure they take a break. If it looks like they're going to have 4 hours of homework, make sure they take a break in the middle of it. That break is extremely rejuvenating. Do not go to the Valium. If you think you have a child that is going to freak out and need Valium, that child should see a doctor. All right, make sure they don't have a thyroid disorder. Make sure they're getting good sleep. Make sure they're getting good nutrition. But if you cannot solve a kid's anxiety issue with popping a pill, because what, is your kid going to be on Valium the rest of their lives? You know, I saw that. You know, when my kid was getting bar mitzvahed, there was a girl there, really angelic girl. This girl was so smart. She was so capable, so mature. And when I asked her, was she nervous about her bar mitzvah, she's like, no, because my mom's going to give me a Valium before I go. What? So now we're doing performance-enhancing drugs to get through confirmation or bat mitzvah or graduation? No. Okay, you need to be able to perform without the use of drugs. I understand a lot of performers out there can't perform without using drugs, but when I was taught how to sing and dance and all that other stuff, no. We were not given weed. We were not given blow. We were not given medication to get us through. Anxiety, though, in kids is a subject we'll spend more time on another day. But at least you got that to start with, school anxiety. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.